Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Good evening, listeners, and this is the mixtape brought to you by Local 107.3 FM. And this is a very special edition of the mixtape, which we're broadcasting now. It's January 23rd. It's finally our first live show of 2013. And we're going to do our top 10 favorite Canadian albums of 2012.
Yeah, about almost just over a month ago, we brought you our top 10 favorite Maritime albums of the year. And now we finally have another show over a month later.
Yeah. It's entirely all my fault, which is why we haven't been around. It's been my schedule. So happy to be back, getting back into it. And so what we're going to do is the same thing we did last time. And if you missed it, here's what we did. Brian and I each made a list of our 10 favorites. And we're going to be alternating. Like, we'll play our number 10. We'll alternate, and we'll play 9, and count all the way down to number 1 over the next 2 hours. So you're going to be getting two separate lists, my own and Brian's as well.
Yeah, so this is our consecutive or respective top 10 Canadian albums of 2012 minus the Maritimes, which we also said included Newfoundland. So, yeah, if you feel like checking that out, it is up for stream on the NCRA program exchange. Just go and search for the mixtape where we put all our radio shows up. But otherwise, I think we'll just jump right into it and start bringing you our lists.
All right. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
So my number 10 favorite album, Canadian album of 2012, minus the Maritimes, is Fist City's It's 1983 Grow Up, which is their sophomore full-length release from the Lethbridge punk group. Jesse Locke wrote for Noisy that the album wipes off a few previous layers of scuzz to reveal the catchy set of tunes that were there all along, from surf rock to shoegaze and a twisted strain of new wave. The Supercharged Collective sounds like a band reinvented, and you're going to hear a tune called Endless Bummer.
And after that, you're going to hear my number 10 album, a track from my number 10 album of the year from Canada, minus the Maritimes. We have to find a way to abbreviate that. CMM, Canada minus Maritimes. My favorite, top 10 favorite
CMMs. The less awesome Canada area,
yes,
but still has good tunes.
Yes. So anyway, the album is a self-titled album from Picture the Ocean. And Picture the Ocean is refreshing alt-pop delivered by a powerhouse trio that sounds twice its size. Formerly known as group Jesse D and Jackie B, JDJB, Picture the Ocean is the new name for an already well-established act. This band name marks a departure from a more roots style of songwriting, typically associated with JDJB, as well as a move towards more involved creative collaboration. In 2012, the band toured Europe, Alaska, Hawaii, and saw two of their band members get engaged. We'll be playing an instrumental track off their album called Russia, with a question mark. Maybe Russia.
I was like, why are you saying it?
I don't know.
No, it actually has a question mark.
It does, yeah.
All right, so you're tuned into the mixtape presents our favorite Canadian albums of 2012, minus the Maritimes.
Brought to you CMMs. That's what it is.
Local 107.3 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be counting down our top 10 lists over the next 2 hours. All kinds of great tunes coming your way. Here is Endless Bummer by Fist City.
We'll be right back.
All right, we've kicked things off. Those were our number 10 picks from Brian to kick off the show. You heard from Fist City and their album. It's 1983 Grow Up with a track called Endless Bummer. After that, we heard a track from the self-titled album by Picture the Ocean with a track called Russia. That's what I'm going to say for now on Russia.
Has a question mark.
You have to, right?
It's intended.
Have to accentuate it.
So if you're just tuning in, we are counting down our top 10 respective lists of our favorite Canadian albums of 2012, minus the Maritimes. Previously, we did a Maritime Records list as well, program. You can check
Maritimes
that out.
And Newfoundland.
That's right.
We really have to work on this abbreviation.
Let's see what it is getting complicated.
Way too complicated.
So we're going to move on to our number 9 favorite albums of 2012, mine being the debut album from the Montreal electronic duo Purity Ring called Shrines. This album reached number 100 on the UK albums chart. In the United States, it reached number 32 on Billboard Top 200 and number 2 on the Dance Electronic Albums. It was also the 5th most played album in 2012 on Canadian campus and community radio as tracked by Earshot. The album was listed 24th on Pitchfork's staff list, top 50 albums of 2012, and 14th on the Reader's list. It was also ranked 29th on Stereo Gum's list of top 50 albums of 2012 and 50th on NME's best albums of 2012 list. And you're going to hear a song called Oda Bear.
And after that, you'll hear my number 9 pick for album, Canadian album, non-maritime Newfoundland of the year. And the album is by Hey Ocean. And 2012 saw a stylistic change in Hey Ocean. With their latest record is the band departed from their signature jazzy-infused sound and consciously tried a more pop approach. The result was a still distinct Hey Ocean record, but one ready for the big time. They toured like crazy in 2012 and are kicking off their 2013 with a massive tour of the USA. They also put on one heck of a show at Pepper's Pub a few months back and put out a killer cover of Arcade Fire Sprawl 2 on YouTube. Be sure to check it out. I'll be playing a track called from that album is called New Love.
All right, so stay tuned. You're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM, and we're bringing you our favorite albums of Canadian albums of 2012. So stay tuned as we continue making our way through. We are currently at number 9, and here are tracks from Purity Ring and Hey Ocean.
The sky is low. Gather up, it's high.
All right, that was number 9 on our list of our best Canadian non-maritime or Newfoundland albums. I'm still working on the acronym.
Complicated.
It's complicated. It's a lot more than just putting down the first letters of each word in the list in that phrase. You got to, you know, add some pizzazz. So anyway, that was number 9. And you heard from Brian's list. It was number 9 was Purity Ring's album Shrines. And we heard a track called Oda Bear, and after that we heard from Is, which was the album released this past year from Hey Ocean, and a track called New Love.
All right, so yeah, we're going to jump right back in. We're just going to keep on trucking. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of time maybe to bring you some honorable mentions and stuff towards the end, so stay tuned. We'll be on the air until 8 p.m. if you're listening to this, as we do it live on Wednesday, the 23rd of January, 2013. Otherwise, hello from the future, and here's some great tunes that we were playing in 2012.
And, yeah, so we're going to switch it up. I'm going to go first this time. And my number 8 pick is the album Death Dreams by P.S. I Love You. Yet another band I saw live in 2012, back in late fall. Brian and I saw this Kingston duo open for Hit, excuse me, from Death From Above 1979 at the Market in Fredericton. Needless to say, they were awesome. And in 2012, they released Death Dreams, their second consecutive Polaris-nominated album. And I'll be playing a track called Saskatoon.
All right, and my 8th favorite album of 2012, I'm not going to tell you very much about, because I have the insight to know that it will be placing higher later on Tom's list, but it is the second album from Toronto instrumental hip-hop jazz trio released in April by Bad Bad Not Good, and their second album was BBNG2, and it's available for free, so you should go pick it up, as well as all of their tunes. They got loads of free stuff out there, so check out all that on their Bandcamp. I'm just going to tell you that Paul Amesia in a Prefix magazine review said that a jazz trio on paper, but often strange, forever imaginative, and ultimately revolutionary hip-hop and electronic beatmakers at heart. And you're going to hear my favorite track from that album, which is Vices. I shouldn't say my favorite track, because Tom actually picked my favorite track. So this is my second favorite track.
I'm sorry.
But you got, you know... You,
well, that's always been a fair rule. Like, if we ever have... Layovers, the person with the higher pick
exactly
gets dibs on the song.
Exactly.
But we haven't had very many crossovers.
No.
Just the one.
Yeah. All right. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM. We're counting down our top 10 favorite Canadian albums of 2012 outside of the Maritimes. And you're going to hear from P.S. I Love You and Bad Bad Not Good.
All right, those were our number 8 picks of our favorite Canadian albums of the year. And you heard, first was my number 8 pick from the album Death Dreams from P.S. I Love You. We heard a track called Saskatoon, and after that was Vices by Bad Bad Not Good from their album BBNG2.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 CFMH, and we are counting down our favorite albums, our favorite Canadian albums of 2012, minus the Maritimes. And yeah, you missed the first three, but we're going to keep on going, and we'll give you a wrap up towards the end of the first hour here, and we'll be on the air for the next hour and a half, continuing to bring you our top albums of the year, and hopefully we'll probably have some time for some honorable mentions and all that jazz as well. So we're just going to jump right back into it, and I'll throw it over to Tom.
Before I move on, I do have to say, I did figure out a good good abbreviation for what this is. Because what it is, it's our favorite Canadian albums, but not from the Maritimes or Newfoundland. So it's going to be CBNFMONFLD.
And how do you remember that? Can you think of
I wrote it down in front of me. Yeah.
Or anything?
I think of an anagram from the anagram. Yeah. There we go. So it's henceforth, just to save time, CBNFMONFLD.
And if you don't know what that is, that's not our problem.
Then you tune in too late. I'm sorry. Anyway, number 7, my number 7 album of 2012, CBNFMONFLD, I can't do that, I'm sorry, is The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss by Whitehorse. Husband-wife duo Luke Doucette and Melissa McClellan released her second album as Whitehorse in 2012, and it's filled with her trademark edgy folk sound. As a whole, the album reveals a range of creative possibility that it only expands as Whitehorse develops and focuses their sound. Song by song, the record takes surprising turns, while each track confidently bears Whitehorse's signature blistering guitar work and love-knotted vocals. Their willingness to take risks and ability to pull them off makes for captivating listening. We'll be hearing the track called Out Like a Lion.
All right, and then at my number 7 album of the year is the third album from the Vancouver indie rock group released in May. That group is Apollo Ghosts, and that album is called Landmarked. And it followed up their 2010 album, Mount Benson, which garnered a Polaris Prize nomination. It also charted as the 22nd most played album across Canadian campus and community radio in 2012, as measured by Earshot. Ian Gormley wrote for Exclaim that Landmark is a chock-a-block with hooks butting up against weird song experimentation that ensures there's something new to discover on repeated listens. And you're going to hear from my favorite track on the album, which is Violet Margaret.
All right, so we have Whitehorse followed by Apollo Ghosts right here on The Mixtape.
I'm not yours. You are mine. Let that sink in like the Mary Rose. She went down with a heavy. Thank you.
This is the mixtape brought to you by Local 107.3 FM, CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick. And this is the mixtape. We're counting down our favorite Canadian albums outside of the East Coast. I think that's an easier way to say it.
Because they're all a bunch of jerks.
Yeah. We get our own list. Deal with it, son.
Oh, I thought I was saying that those Maritimers were jerks.
Oh, no. We are. Deal with it. Not our fault.
You proved it.
Yeah. And those were our number seven picks. Most recently, you heard from the album Landmark by Apollo Ghost. That was Brian's pick. And you heard a track called Violet Margaret. And before that, you heard my number seven pick, which was from the album The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss by Whitehorse. And with a track called Out Like a Lion.
All right. So we're just going to keep on rolling. We're going to be on the air for about 2 hours, and we're about 40-odd minutes in. So stay tuned. Got about... If my math is correct, that means there's an hour and 17 minutes left.
Let me add that up here.
So stay tuned. We're going to keep on bringing you our favorite albums, favorite Canadian albums of 2012. If we have some time towards the end, which it seems like we will, because we have some fairly short selections on our lists, lots of two-minute tracks. So we'll probably have some time for some honorable mentions. And we'll also, if anyone's out there and they'd like to share with us any albums that you didn't hear on the list that you thought we maybe missed out on, then feel free to give us a call, 648 5925. If basically, feel free to make any requests, or you know, if you want to chat with us, you can do that.
So if people don't agree, you're just letting them call and argue with us.
Yeah,
you can answer it.
That's great.
All right.
All right. So we're going to jump back into this list here and bring you my sixth favorite album, favorite Canadian album outside of the Maritimes, 2012, which was the debut album from Toronto synth pop duo Trust, released in February by Arts and Crafts. And
ha! You said something funny.
What is wrong with you tonight?
I don't know.
You're going to hear from that album, TRST. And the group is currently working on their second album. That's really all the information I have, but you can go find more if you'd like. You're going to hear the closer from that album called Sulk.
I have to say, though, before I move on with mine, that's probably my favorite album cover of 2012.
Yeah, it's extra creepy. You should look it up on your computing device if you'd like to see it. It scared Anthony regularly. It was great. I really liked it.
It's compelling.
It was my favorite thing about the album. And then I listened to it a lot. And then I was like, oh, also the music is really good.
Yeah. Anyway, my number six album is I Predict a Graceful Explosion by The Cold Specs, which is a band led by Al SPX. I don't know how to
pronounce it. It's Expulsion.
Expulsion?
Yeah. You wrote it down wrong. Aren't you silly?
You mean I copy and pasted it down wrong? Because
I think it's Expulsion.
You look it up and I'll keep reading.
If not, I've been anyways, pseudonym it wrong for all year.
A Canadian singer-songwriter based in London, England. Her musical style has been described as doom soul and shows the influence of American deep south gospel with a strong goth streak. This album was also long listed for the 2012 Polaris Music Prize. I first heard this on the Earshot 20 when I co-host it on this very station. I was sitting in this very seat, and I've been listening to this album ever since.
That's cool.
Anthony Emmon recommended it to me.
That seems like a lie.
It's true. He said this is really good. We had that conversation. I don't think you're in the room. You left.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to play a track called Winter Solstice. Did you ever figure it out?
Yeah, it's Expulsion. You're silly. Silly and wrong.
I just copy and pasted that information. How did I get a typo?
I don't know. Someone else.
Whoever
you copied pasted it from. It's Expulsion, Expulsion. Did your device there autocorrect you? If so,
no.
Apple's a jerk.
Why would it autocorrect that?
I don't know.
Apple's maybe. But why would it autocorrect it to this? It's not even Alspix?
No, Alspix is the name. That's her name.
Well, that's all it says, like, but Alspix.
Yeah.
Expulsion. What are you talking about?
You
Oh, you
said
mean explosion.
Yeah.
Expulsion, okay. I thought you were calling me out on saying Alspix wrong.
No, that's
you're
her,
like, no,
that's
it's not
name.
Alspix. Her name's Explosion. Or Expulsion. I'm like, oh, all right. You know more than I do.
No, the name of the
that
album.
That is a typo. Yeah, okay. Now, I'm glad we cleared that up. Our listeners are glad we cleared
it. I feel
that
like
up
it was clear
well.
For everyone except for you.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so stay tuned. We're nearing the end of the hour, and we brought you our first five favorite Canadian albums of 2012, so you're about to hear from them. You're going to hear a track from Trust, and then you're going to hear a track from Cold Specs. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM.
ashes for borrowed instruments and borrowed hearts. We will pass them on to every saint and dead lover.
You just heard our number 6 picks of our favorite non-East Coast Canadian albums of 2012 here on the mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM. And before I get to that, I'm going to recap our list thus far. First, Brian, do you want to do your own or should...
Sure.
Okay, you do yours, I'll do mine.
Well, I'll bring you... So yeah, my 10th favorite album of the year was Fist Cities. It's 1983, Grow Up, then Purity Ring, Shrines. Then at number 8, Bad Bad Not Good, BBNG2. And number 7, Apollo Ghost, Landmark. And then at number 6 was Trust.
And my number 10, to work the same direction, was the self-titled album from Picture the Ocean. At number 9, I had Hey Ocean's album Is, followed by P.S. I Love You at number 8 with Death Dreams. And I almost read yours, but that wasn't right. At number 7, I had White Horse's album The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss. And at number 6, you just heard it, I Predict a Graceful Explosion by The Cold Specs. Excuse me. So yeah, we're going to go to hour number 2. We'll start at number 5. But
yeah, we're going to take a quick break and then come back, bring you our top 5 respective albums, Canadian albums outside of the Maritimes of 2012. So stay tuned. We'll be right back shortly.